ङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिं कृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं शङ्करादिगुरुं प्रणम्य धारपते अनुशासनं लभते मोक्षं यस्य मतिः रमते नुगुणं ब्रह्मणि अहं सदा ब्रह्मैव एतदनुसन्धानम् अपरोक्षानुभव सन्दायकम् अचिरात् सो वी आर् डिस्कसिङ्ग् द योगसूत्रास् सो वी सॉ द फर्स्ट् फोर् सूत्रास् इन् द प्रीवियस् डे So Patanjali, so yoga is a different darshana, but still yoga can be interpreted from a Vedantic perspective as well, or removing, or except for certain aspects or certain parts of it, but otherwise yoga can be interpreted through Vedanta, so that's what we have been trying to do. So Atha Yoga Anushasanam, the first sutra said that, now yoga is going to be explained. And what is yoga? Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodhah. Yoga is removing the thoughts of the mind. So we said, it's not removing the thoughts of the mind, but it's removing those thoughts of the mind. That thought of the mind which obstruct Advaita Bhavam or Brahma Smaranam. So that which obstructs Brahma in our mind, that those thoughts we have to remove. So remove doesn't necessarily mean like we have to completely get rid of it, but we can just have it in the background. So that which stays in the background, that which is not affecting. So as Ramana Maharshi used to say, it is like the mind. The mind, when knowledge dawns, the sun is there. When the sun is there, sometimes we can see the moon as well. There are times in the evening, late evening or early evening, we can see the sun and the moon together. So the sun is there. So the moon is a mind. The moon is there. But because of the sun, the moon is like as if not affecting. So the mind, once a person realizes the mind still exists, actions still go on, but the person remains unaffected. So brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tikva karodiyah lipyate nasa papena patma patram ivam dasa. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tikva karodiyah, offering everything onto Ishvara, Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam. There is no sangam. There is no sangam. With sangha, we also get attached or we seek a result. There is no result. So, brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karodiyah lipyate nasa papena patma patram imambasa. Such a person doesn't get affected or tainted by sorrow like a lotus leaf which is on water but which is unaffected by water. It is in water. That is why it is a nalini dalagata jalam ati taravam. It is ati taravam. It is very, immediately it will go. One second it may be there, but the next moment it will fall off. It will not be there on the leaf. So that is how a person who is focused on Brahman, a person who is doing Brahma Smarana, such a person will be that way. Such a person will not be affected. Such a person will not be affected whatever happens in the external world. Activities will still go on. So let the thoughts come in. Let the thoughts come in. But the thoughts that come into the mind, they will go to the background. And those which are strict Advaita Bhavam, they will be just removed. They will be got rid of. So that is yoga. So like Krishna says, samatvam. Samatvam yoga uchyate. So what is that to do with here? So samatva means everything is one. If everything is one means there is no bheda bhava. Everything is one means abheda bhava. Abheda bhava means brahma bhava. Brahma bhava means Brahman alone exists here, that thought. So that should be there always in the mind. So all other thoughts in the mind should be removed. Yoga chitta vritti nirodhah. Or another way to see it is, like let thoughts come in but don't give importance to them, which means get rid of the notion that the world is real. So dvaitam. We saw in Aishkarmiya Siddhi. So, avicharita siddha dvaitam. So, So Dvaitam is avicharita siddham. It is siddham. It is kind of a direct pratyaksham. It is pratyaksham. It is direct anubhava. Direct experience, but still it is direct experience that doesn't make it real. It is avicharitam. It is not vicharitam. There is no thinking process that goes behind analyzing the duality in the world to assert that it is there. So as Ramana Maharshi beautifully says, the world doesn't come to a person and says, I exist. We say the world exists and we get affected by the world. So we can get rid of the world through knowing that the world is not real. So that is also what is meant here. So yoga chitta vritti nirodha, that means in chitta. We should remember that vrittis are not real. The moment we remove the satya bhavam of the world, or satyata of the world, satyata means nature of being real. So satyata, if we remove, then what will happen? Then there is no problem at all. Because most of the problems come when we consider the world to be real. So when we consider the world to be real, then problems come. So that should be got rid of, we should get rid of that. And tada drishtu surupe arastanam, at that time when there is only advaita bhavam in the mind, other thoughts may, let them come, let them go. So even as guests come into the house and they leave, let them come, stay for some time, let them go, don't give them too much importance, don't give too much emphasis, don't think that they are permanent or eternal. So then a person will abide as in his own nature, natural state. This natural state is a state of anandam, so atman. So it is the swatma. It is swatma darshanam, isha darshanam. Isha darshanam, swatma rupata. It is our own natural state, means it is the blissful state. Natural, there is, wherever there is natural or nature, automatically there is no tension there. So nature as such exists of its own. Nature exists of its own. So people today try to change the nature. So it's a revolution that is going on. Green revolution. It's called green revolution. So trying to protect plants, trying to plant plants, trying to use things which are not dangerous for air or pollution, causing pollution. All these are very good, very good. We have to do it. We have to do it. If possible, we should plant 2 or 3 trees in our backyard itself. But does that mean that everything becomes good? Does that mean that things become smooth or things become blissful as a result of that? Definitely no. Definitely no. How it's not? Okay, sorry for the break. So nature, sorry, getting back. So green revolution or nature. So people want to protect nature. So Chinmaya in his UN speech in 1992, I guess. So there he says beautifully. So nature or water. So we say water is impure. We have to purify water. So he says water is always pure. Water is always pure. So when you go to the Himalayas, we can find that the water is so pure. The rain water that comes is very pure. And it has also medicinal qualities. So water is pure as such. Then how come it becomes dirty? It's us who sit on the banks of river and make it dirty. So we don't have to clean river. We just stop dirtying it. So nature means natural. It is nature takes care of itself. Whatever beings have to become extinct, they will become extinct like dinosaurs. It will happen automatically. It is when we put our effort into nature and we distort it that even problems come. If we don't do anything, then it's fine. But we have damaged so much, so we have to go the opposite way. So therefore nature are doing everything in nature and all those are fine. But natural state, nature or natural state means that there is no effort there. There is no effort. It is without any shrama. So wherever there is effort, there is always tension, there is always problem. Maybe the effort is too much, maybe the effort is too less. So it becomes a problem. It's like food. We eat too much food, then the problem. Too less food, the problem. It has to be proper. And never it becomes proper. So there is always problem. In Swarupam, in Swarupas, Swarupe Avasthanam, a person who is Swarupasthiti, as a person who abides as his own very nature, there is only Anandam. That is our very nature. That is our very nature, Anandam. So how can we figure out our nature? Finding out nature is kind of very tough. So then how can we figure out? we have to get rid of vrittis, we have to get rid of other things, then automatically what remains behind, avashishyet, avashishyet nyayam it is called. Negate everything, neti, 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 negate everything, take everything away that you can take away, then whatever remains behind which cannot be taken away, that is swarupam. So vritti sarupyam itaratra, if we don't do that, if we are not able to disassociate ourselves from everything that can be disassociated, then we will get identified with the vritti. Vritti means thoughts. So we will get identified with the thoughts, which means we get identified with objects and people of the world. And as a result of that, what will happen? Only dukkham. There will only be dukkham. When we get identified with something that we are not, then there is prone to be dukkham. And here dukkham is definitely there. Why? Because what we get identified with, that is anityam. So anityatvat asukham. Anityatvat dukkha. Purnam or dukkamayam, we can say. Because it is temporary, because it's not eternal, this is it is temporary, therefore it will lead to only dukkam. So therefore, we have to abide as our own self, that is through always remembering that Brahman alone exists, that Brahman I am, aham brahmasmi. Whatever else comes, never get identified with them. So if we should not get identified with vritti, then we should know like what are the vrittis that can come. So we have to know like what are the vrittis. Somebody may come like in some beautiful form, in beautiful form, Aishwarya Rai form, or some other like Rajinikanth form. So then what will happen? Oh, for Rajinikanth, Aishwarya Rai and all are fine. Krishna form, it becomes so much attractive, attracts Krishna, attracts everybody. So Rama, also we don't have to say Rama, like seeing, like describing the beauty of Rama, Valmiki himself gets attracted to Rama. So if Rama form, then what will happen? Problems will get created. So vrittis, we should know what all are to be avoided. What are the categories of that? So that is called vritti, pancha vrittayaha. Yeah, pancha, five. So vrittayaha, pancha tayaha, klishta, aklishtaha. So this is the fifth sutra. So vrittis are of five types. There are five types of vrittis. Some are klishta, aklishta. Some are good, some are bad. So this is where Yoga Sutra takes a, we can say, takes a piece from Vedanta. A piece means like a some concept, like it takes. What is that? The concept is that we have to go beyond good and bad. Beyond good and bad. Siddhya siddhyo samubhutva. Siddhi asiddhi. So siddhi asiddhi pravrittim cha nivrittim cha mohameva cha pandava. Nadveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kamshati. Person dagat dvesha vyukta is to vishyan indriyehi charan. So we have to go beyond good and bad. There is good, there is bad. So everywhere there will be good and bad. So klishta means that will cause problems or trouble. Klesham means suffering. That which causes suffering. And aklishtaha, that which doesn't cause suffering. But both are to be got rid of. Why both are to be got rid of? Because they are vrittis. But why, like, what if they are vrittis? What big deal? Is it a sin to be a vritti? It is a sin because vrittis come and go. They come and go, they are anityam. Vrittis are of external objects or vishayas. Vishayas are what? Vishayas are? They come and go. Everything that is not the swarupam, everything that is not the swarupam has to be got rid of. So that is why Vedanta says, stick on to Brahman. So vairagyam means sticking on to Brahman. And everything else other than Brahman has to be renounced, has to be got rid of. We have to get rid of everything else. Everything else, there is no differentiation. There is no differentiation of good and bad. So Ramakrishna Paramahansa says, what are good things? So good deeds, good activities, oh, japa, dhyana, they are all very good, very good. But they are also like a golden chain. They will bind them. So people will say, oh, today I didn't go for japa, so I am very sad. That is why Yoga Sutra beautifully says we have to go beyond all vrittis. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter good or bad. We have to go beyond good and bad. The reason is, whatever is, like if we experience good now, we will also have to experience bad. So that is why the Buddha's story is explained like in many places. So many, many places, from many places I have seen Buddha's story. So Buddha like once went to a town. So Buddha went to a town, and then like people treated him kind of like very well. So everybody treated him like very well, and they offered him a lot of things. He rejected, renounced it instantly. He said, I don't want all of this. So a person was watching this. So after some time, like after all the people went back with whatever they had brought, this person asked Buddha, oh Buddha, like what is this? They gave you a lot of things and like they were treating you well. So you could have had it, right? Like why did you send all those back? Why didn't you accept it? So then Buddha said, in the last town that I went, the last town or village that I went, so there people started abusing me. People started cursing me. They threw things at me. I didn't accept anything there. So if I accept here, if I accept the good, then I also will have to accept the bad. So I don't accept anything. I just move on. I just move on. So that is why Vayu, one of the gurus that Avadhuta learns from, Avadhuta in Uddhava Gita learns from is Vayu. So Vayu goes to every place and it seems as if attached. So air flows everywhere, like good smell it takes, like bad smell it takes, but at the same time it goes away. It goes away, automatically it goes away, it is not tainted. It's not tainted, it is never tainted. It goes to places but it is never tainted. So we should go beyond both good and bad. If we accept good, we'll have to accept bad. So today somebody praises us. If we get affected by the praise, then what will happen? Then tomorrow, somebody else will curse, or the same person will curse us, then we'll have to become sad. We'll become sad. So therefore, we should remember to go beyond everything. So, vrittayaha panchatayaha klishta aklishta. So, some cause trouble, some don't cause trouble, some cause suffering, some don't cause suffering, but still we have to go beyond all of these. So, what are these five? So we should know these five so that we know them and we can remove them irrespective of whether they are good or bad. And now knowing them also is essential for another reason. Knowing them also is essential because when we are in a natural, when we are starting in the path, we have to first take or stick on to good things. We have to stick on to good. So we have to stick on to good, and through good we have to get rid of bad, and then when the time comes we have to get rid of the good also. So it is like a person who is doing high jump. Such a person, like his family and everybody has committed on Olympics. Let's say it's Olympics. So everybody has come there. Everybody is near him holding his hand and all. But he has to renounce them. He like renounces all of them because they are bad for what he has to do. And therefore he takes resort to the stick with which he jumps. And he uses the stick. And then like once he jumps over, then what he does? When once he jumps over, he gets rid of the stick also. He can't hold on to the stick. So first, we have to get rid of bad things. What are the bad vrittis? We have to get rid of them. Then even the good we have to get rid of, because ultimately we have to go beyond both. So the purpose of categorizing is to know who, what they are, and the good we have to take resort to in order to overcome both good and bad. So, the first vrittis, the five vrittis are mentioned in the next sutra, sixth sutra. So, pramana, viparyaya, vikalpa, nidra, smritayaha. So, pramanam, viparyayam, vikalpam, vikalpa, and then nidra and smriti. So, these are the five. So, pramana means proof, or valid means of knowledge is called pramana. Valid means of knowledge. Viparyaya means wrong knowledge. Vikalpa means just imagination. Nidra means sleep. Smriti means memory. So all these will cause problems. All these will cause problems because they are based on duality. So pramana, is pramana based on duality? There is of course a pramata, a person who is knowing. And there is a prameyam, there is a vastu that is being known. Only shabda pramanam or Vedanta is that which focuses on Brahman, because it doesn't focus on the world. It takes us away from duality and constantly brings our focus back to non-duality. Therefore, Shabda or Shabda Pramanam or Vedanta is only accepted. That is only means. So we can say of all these panchavrittis, the one Pramana of Shabda Pramana or Vedanta, that is the way out. Everything else has to be renounced. Everything else has to be renounced. Temporarily we can take resort to them, but they have to be renounced. But we cannot stick on to pramana if we don't get rid of viparyaya. So what is viparyaya? Wrong knowledge. So viparyaya is wrong knowledge. If wrong knowledge is there, then we can't get right knowledge. Right knowledge, if we don't get, like, we won't get Vedantic knowledge, knowledge above Brahman, and then we won't realize. So vikalpa imagination also is bad. We get imagine quite a lot of things. When we imagine a lot of things, imagination leads nowhere. There is no purpose. It only serves to fulfill our desires in a subtle way. And then nidra, sleep. What does sleep, what do we accomplish through sleep? Just resting, that's it. We rest a bit, that's the only thing that happens. There's no real purpose of nidra itself. And smriti, that's why sadhakas or jnanis, or like sadhakas, jnanis are beyond all rules, but sadhakas should have sleep less and find other ways of relaxation or resting the mind. That is, the best way to rest the mind is dhyana. Dhyana also rests the mind. And then smriti, memory. So memory also, like, there is a good memory, bad memory. Memory of the Shastra, memory of Vedanta Vachanam, they are to be followed. But others have to be got rid of. Others we have to get rid of, else it will be problem. Wrong smriti, oh, this person did that, that person did that. Duality, if we focus on, that is wrong. So what are these? Patanjali himself says, so pratyekshanumana agamaha pramanani. The pramanas are pratyekshanumana agama. So you want to enter into all the details of those because it's complex. So we can just know that there are different means of knowledge. Of all of those, Shabda Pramanam or Vedanta is the best, or is that which has to be followed, because that alone talks about Brahman. That alone talks about Brahman, that alone will take us to yoga, that alone will take us to our own Swarupam. Therefore, that is to be followed. Viparyayo Mithya Jnanam Atadrupa Pratishtam. So Mithya Jnanam means like false knowledge, and Atadrupa Pratishtam. So false knowledge, which is Atadrupa Pratishtam. Tadrupa Pratishtam means in its, or some seeing something as it is. But here it is Atadrupa Pratishtam, Mithya Jnanam. False knowledge is what? Seeing something as something else. So in snake, sorry, in rope we see snake. So in rope, the wrong knowledge is what? What is wrong knowledge? Seeing the snake which is not there in the rope. So like what do we have to, like, such wrong knowledge has to be avoided. So every experience is a wrong knowledge. Why? Because we consider the world to be real. The dual world to be real. When we perceive it, we see it as the world, but in essence it is Brahman. So we have to remove this Mithya Jnanam through Vedanta Jnanam, that Brahman alone exists. So we should not nourish or encourage wrong knowledge that this world is real. So then the next is Vikalpa. Shabda Jnana Anupati Vastu Shunyo Vikalpa. With anything, with any object, there is a word, Shabdam, and there is a knowledge of the object. Knowledge means like concept in the mind. So there is a word and there is a concept, conceptualization in the mind. And when this is a Vastu Shunya, there is no entity. It is an entity which doesn't exist, that is called Vikalpa. So what does Vikalpa accomplish? Vikalpa just wastes time. So time and energy is wasted in Vikalpa. So we just sit in, like, we are drinking coffee. All of a sudden we think about, like, if we get a job there, if we go there, if we go to America, what all we will do there, then it is futile. It doesn't serve any purpose for us. It doesn't serve any purpose for others. In the half an hour which we do Vikalpa, we become tired. We are doing absolutely nothing, still we become tired. And then what happens? We want to sleep, rest. And what is rest? Sleep. Abhava Pratyaya Alambana Vritti Nidra. So Nidra is like that. Abhava Pratyaya Alambana, clinging on to Abhava Pratyaya. There is no Bhavam there. There is no Bhavam means like it is as if nothing is there. As if nothing is there. It is a Shunya state. I am there because there is Anubhavam that I was there. But everything else seems to just temporarily vanish. Oh, then like Dvaita temporarily vanishes. So let me just, I can't, Vedanta or Jnana and all is tough for me. So let me just follow Nidra. So Nidra is temporary. If you sleep for more than 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, then you will get headache or other problems will start. So therefore, it is impossible. So this vritti, bare minimum, if we are not able to relax through Dhyana and all, then like we should sleep as much as possible. So 6 hours is required for a normal person, for a sadhaka, 4 to 6 hours is ideal. So that is how like we should sleep. And if we are sleeping 4 hours, then we should do dhyana for 1 or 2 hours, then it will compensate. So it is, these kind of nidra can be reduced and then made conducive for we can say the swarupa avasthanam or yoga. And the last is smriti. So anubhuta vishaya asampramoshah smriti. Anubhuta vishaya asampramoshah smriti. So the whatever anubhuta vishayam, whatever we have seen earlier, recollecting them, that is called smriti. So recollecting whatever we saw earlier or whatever we experienced earlier is called smriti. So our memory is filled with so many things, and therefore Vedanta doesn't go in. Anything else will go. We will remember, like in movies and all, we will remember each and everything that happens. We will remember a lot of things. Lot of details, like what did we eat like 1 year back for food, for lunch, for dinner. All those we will remember. Yesterday, what did you have? I had this. Yesterday you went to a marriage. How was the food? The food was super. These all were there. You'll remember each and everything. But with respect to Vedanta, we won't remember. So we have to remember, but ultimately even remembrance has to be dropped. All of these have to be dropped. Even Vedanta has to be dropped. But Vedanta, we should not drop. It will automatically drop off. Even as when a fruit is ripe, it will automatically fall down. So when we learn Vedanta more and more and more and more, we will naturally abide in that state of Brahman. Then there is no use of Vedanta also. Avijñāte pare tattve śāstrādi distu nishvala. Vijñāte pi pare tattve śāstrādi distu nishvala. After knowing Brahman, śāstras are futile. Before knowing also, śāstras are futile. For a sadhaka, śāstras are essential. But after that, it will automatically drop off. But rest of the vrittis, we have to guide them or make them conducive for Vedanta, conducive for Chitta Vritti Nirodha, conducive for Advaita Bhavam, then it is good. Else we should get rid of them. Viparyaya has to be got rid of. Vikalpa has to be got rid of. With respect to Nidra and Smriti, we should try to make it as conducive as possible to Yoga. And in order to attain Yoga, we need in order to get rid of these vrittis, we need Abhyasa Vairagyam, which we have seen from the 12th shloka earlier. So may Amma bless us, so that through removing of all these vrittis, or in essence we can say removal of duality itself, except in duality, that which takes us beyond duality, part of duality which takes us beyond duality, that is Vedanta. And except Vedanta, everything has to be dropped. Jnana, except Jnana, everything has to be dropped. Let them come and go, like let it be temporary, but don't stick on to them, don't get affected by them. Then we'll be able to attain the state of Yoga where Swarupe Avasthanam, we abide as our very nature, our nature of Satchidanandam, which means Anandam. And thereby we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss. A yogi is ever blissful. He only sees oneness everywhere, Abheda Buddhi. And therefore he is ever blissful at all times. So may Amma bless us, so that we will be able to attain that blissful state through getting rid of these vrittis, through Abhyasa Vairagya. We'll continue later. We'll see if we can continue with the second chapter after some time. Maybe like after a week or so. In Namaskar.